This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The center has asked the states and union territories to take necessary action to curb malpractices such as hoarding and black marketing of LPG and other petroleum products. Secretary, Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Dr. Neeraj Mittal, has written a letter to all states and union territories in this regard. He said rumors and misinformation continue to circulate in certain areas, leading to avoidable public concern and instances of panic buying. Dr. Mittal said that only 17 states and UTs are presently conducting regular or intermittent press briefings. They have been asked to step up proactive and regular public communication to ensure timely dissemination of accurate information through social and electronic media. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said the reform brought in the Jan Vishwas Amendment of Provisions Bill 2026 is a significant step towards simplifying laws, reducing compliance burden and fear of penalties. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi today on the bill, Mr. Goyal said the aim of the bill is not to control common people but to benefit them and enhance trust-based governance for ease of living and doing business. Mr. Goyal said for the first time 1,000 provisions across 79 acts have been decriminalized through the Jan Vishwas Bill. He added that this bill is an important milestone in the country's journey towards Viksit Bharat 2047. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will arrive in Puducherry this afternoon to take part in election campaign. Our correspondent reports that Mr. Modi will hold a roadshow and address party workers and the public.
The Prime Minister will arrive in Puducherry Airport around 4:15 p.m. From there, the Prime Minister will proceed to Ajanta Signal Junction, the starting point of the roadshow. The roadshow will pass through a stretch of about 1.2 kilometers in Anna Salai and conclude near the Kamaraja statue. NDA leaders and candidates will accompany the Prime Minister. He will interact with party workers and supporters along the road, urging them to support the NDA. Bibin Asnath, Akashwani News, Puducherry.
The West Bengal police today arrested two persons, including the mastermind of the Gherao of seven judicial officers in Malda district from Shiliguri's Bagdogra airport. The alleged mastermind, identified as Advocate Mufakkarul Islam, was arrested while he was trying to board a flight. Speaking to reporters, ADG North Bengal K. Jayaraman said Mufakkarul Islam hails from Itahar in Uttar Dinajpur district and was currently residing in Kolkata. Three cases have been registered against him at Kaliachak police station for allegedly instigating locals through speeches on Wednesday, following which the seven judicial officers were gheraud inside the Kaliachak 2 block office under Mothabari Assembly constituency. The Ministry of Education, on the advice of the UGC, has declared the National Council of Educational Research and Training, NCERT, an institution deemed to be university under distinct category. In its statement, the Ministry informed that an online application was uploaded on UGC portal for grant of institution deemed to be university status under distinct category to NCERT. The Ministry added that the recommendation of the UGC Expert Committee was considered and approved by the Commission. U.S. President Donald Trump has said the tallest bridge in Iran had been destroyed hours after threatening to bomb the country back to the Stone Ages. The B-1 bridge links Tehran to neighboring Karaj. Qudratullah Saif, the deputy governor of Alborz province where the B-1 bridge is located, said the strike had killed 8 people and injured 95 others. Mr. Trump's post on Truth Social was accompanied by a video of an explosion. He urged Iran's government to make a deal before it is too late. Christians across the world are observing Good Friday today with solemn prayers marking the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. Churches are witnessing special services and the way of the cross, with devotees gathering in large numbers. Defending champion India will take on Bangladesh in the final of the South Asian Football Federation SAF Under-20 Championship in the Maldives today. The match will begin at 8:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. And with that, we end this news bulletin.